Everybody, well, this is our Wednesday BBS show, Creation Light Shift Healing. And as usual, we clear the particular month and day and year, so we'll do that right now. This is November 23rd, 2016, and this is our Wednesday program. So if you're on an archive, you're going to feel the energies changing from your past. So here we go. People listening live, it'll be done right now. Here we go. Releasing this energy, tracking numbers, whatever you want to call it, programs, where they keep you into the matrix by keywords and numbers and letters. So here we go, and these numbers definitely keep you tagged in there. So releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, just to connect the dots for you, in case you're a new listener, well, today you're living on this day, unless you're, you know, already past midnight. But typically, this is the day that you're living. You can all agree to that. And that day would be Wednesday, and the date would be November 23rd, 2016. They have you on this program for this particular day. What if, for instance, going into the sci-fi realm, we'll say, in paranormal, you said, gee, I don't want to live today. I want to live 2 days in the future or two in the past, as it's still there. So, you know, let's bring you back 2 days from now. We're new in the past 2 days, so this will be the 21st. Here we go, shifting you over to that timeline, and just see how you feel. Going back once, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that's one day. And second day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there. Now you're actually in the energy of 2 days ago. Does it feel any different to you? Does it feel strange? Does it feel like you've been there, done that? Anyway, we'll move you into the present day right now. So move it up one day from where you are now, which should actually be 2 days in your past. So here we go. Moving you one day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and bringing you into this day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll bring you into the future. This is where stuff normally is still sort of in the thinking process of the aliens. Maybe they don't have all the film footage set up or anything else. So let's just bring you into 2 days into the future. We'll see what they have in store for us and if they even have any timelines created. Here we go. One day into the future, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And another day into the future to bring you into Friday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So how does Friday feel for you? For me, it just feels like maybe 10% of the hologram is created, so it's not completed yet. But it does feel empty. So anyway, we'll see how you guys feel. Bringing you back one day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and into today's time right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There you go. So you just jumped in time and went back in time. And you can see the differences on it. Let's clear away. Well, let's first energize the light beams. So whatever you have up on your monitor screen will be light, will be charged with a light beam energy, which is peace energy. Or if you have other monitors, it'll be the same thing. So here we go. Peace energy coming your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. If you have a situation, a trauma, or something going on with you, physical pain, whatever it would be, think of it right now, and it could be any time that you live. We can help release that one specific timeline, which is equal to, you know, timeline is an abduction, timeline is a program. So we're going to release that from you right now. So think of it, releasing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on, Michelle. Are you out there, Michelle?
Round. Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ron, and hi, everybody, out in Wednesday night land, wherever that is for you. It could be anywhere in the world. Apparently, we have people in China. We have people in Australia, Britain, Canada, all over America. So I know there's a lot of awesome listeners out there. And welcome to the Wednesday night show. So I see here, Ron, that we have a couple things scheduled coming up, which is great. People can put them on their calendars. We have another pin removal healing call coming up on December 3rd. and that's scheduled for 11 a.m. I believe that's Pacific time, and I know there'll be more details closer to the actual time when it happens. And then there's also a body organ restoration healing call on December 19th, and that's going to be a Monday at 5:30 p.m. Okay, and I believe that's it for now, but that's quite enough. Those body organ restoration calls are really great.
Yeah, and those are that's Pacific time. So the pin call is on Saturday the 3rd, and the body organ restoration is on the 19th, which will be after the BBS program. Oh, back to you again.
Okay, so the program starts whatever time it starts for everybody, so that will be starting a half hour after this program ends. Is that what I'm gathering?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Yeah, I believe it's at 4 o'clock on a Saturday in California. Okay, so that makes sense. All right, and this is going to be the fourth pin removal call. Is that correct?
I believe so. I'm just going by you people, the co-host. So I think it is the fourth one, yes.
I
don't remember too much. Even the last one, it's very, very distant. So, but yeah, I think this is the fourth one.
And I know that you hadn't really planned it, so I'm just wondering, as you were doing it, were you thinking, oh, my gosh, we need more?
It felt like it would be a good time to do it, you know, after the last one, because there was still some energy there. Oh, yes, that's why I'm doing another one real quick here.
Okay. Well, I'm glad, because I actually totally feel that. I think that there is definitely more there that can be worked on, so I'm glad that that is coming up. Okay, and let me just take a look here real quick, Ron. We had some interesting emails come in. We have one. I know how you speak every now and then about DNA and judgment and how that is part of something that, if that's an issue, and it is for many people, just having judgment in general, that it is part of in your DNA. So I know that you have a judgment clearing, and I've done it, and it works really great. So the email says, I was watching a video about animals in the jungle, and they too have DNA and judgment stored in their body. All these animals, including the human animal, share similar behaviors. Hierarchy is everywhere. Even dolphins judge other dolphins. So the dark side created all of it to do emotional clearings on every animal and human animal on this planet would be a never-ending task. It would be best for the Earth spirit to have these life forms extinct. The spirit got stuck in matter. According to Gnosticism, the demiurge created matter but did not create spirit. The demiurge stole spirit and trapped it inside a physical form. This is similar to darkness never created the light. Now, that's the end of it. I'm not sure what demiurge is. I have actually not heard that before, which is surprising because I have heard a lot of things. So whoever wrote this, if you want to write in or if anyone knows what that is, we could maybe discuss that more. Ron, do you have anything to say about that?
No, but everything, the DNA does control and contain judgments. Because it is doing a process to create something. And so in the creation, it is sort of judging what it's doing. And even animals, if they got startled once by a loud noise, we'll say, or a sound, let's just say a lion heard a elephant, making its noise, Well, automatically, because of probably ingrained maybe terror of running away from elephants, it would probably there's attention and leave possibly because it has it stored inside of itself. Or maybe it just had one bad experience with that particular elephant noise and it decided to leave because it wasn't a good one. So, yeah, either way, it does happen. kind of going on that, but a little different. We're thinking of what you could do if you have the special clearing, okay? I know a lot of you out there have purchased that. What you could do is go into that clearing and do the seven deadly sins that's in the Bible and go right into there and do some clearing on it and just see how you feel, because those are probably the main ones that at least they knew 2,000 years ago or whenever the Bible was written, you know, whenever it was put in there, let's put it that way. But it is things that could be very valid. And that's the mind control that probably is connected to you through the seven deadly sins. So I would imagine you could Google that and find it very easily. And to clear that out of you, because you probably have it, you don't know. We have a lot of clearings on the website that are kind of more general. So you may want to look at those and just see if it helps you. So back to you.
Okay, great. I have a feeling somebody is about to write in and let me know exactly what they are. I used to know them. I think it's pride, gluttony, envy, and I'm not sure of the others. I have forgotten them, so we'll have to get those. I'm sure somebody can write in and let us know what they are. The seven deadly sins.
Yeah, so they're telling you, at least back then, or whenever that was written and put into the Bible, you know, that the energies there are deadly. Well, that means they could kill you, which is true. It's just DNA that's probably very, very strongly attached to you. I guess back to you, Michelle.
Well, yeah, that's true. It really could, especially, I mean, absolutely.
And you want to have the unlimited version of that, so you need to get the original one and then have the unlimited to keep using it. Put that in there. So most people already have used the seven, have used the standard, you know, special clearing for a certain incident or something that's happened to them. Remember, that's used when we don't have a clearing on the website. So I think a lot of people have that because they have their own issue. Initially, I put it up for like an emergency clearing for people that, you know, maybe had a broken arm and you couldn't find a clearing for that, or maybe you got a bad sunburn or something like that, so that's why I put it up on the website to help you. But that was the main intent of it, in case you're wondering why it's special on it. But it still works with other things, and this one here would be a great way to use it. But you need to get into the first one, which is your whole lifetime one, which you could probably do something with, and then do the unlimited versions with that. So anyway, back to you.
So true. And I guess I always thought it was like those sins were something somebody else would judge you for, like, say, God or whatever was judging us apparently out there, and that energy would kill you, but it's all the same thing. Some energy is going to kill you if you have those emotions and thought processes, like, going through your body that strongly. So.
Yeah, and they're probably all external. Well, they're probably brought to you externally, and now they're internally inside of you. So now it would be an internal version of that. Remember, the clearings you can divide off into something outside doing something to me. Well, you didn't have it in you, and now you have it. It did come from the outside. But if it's stored in your DNA, then, you know, no doubt that's an internal situation. So with it being internal, that's why you want to clear it. Because that's inside of you, you know. So back to you.
Wow. All right, we have a list here going of what they all are in case anyone wants to write them down. So I'm just going to read them, and I'll read them slowly and give people time to write them down. So the first one we have here is pride. And then the second one is covetousness, which means like you're coveting your neighbors something, or you want something that you don't already have. And then the next one is lust, and then anger, and then gluttony is basically overindulgence in any item, eating or drinking, so basically poisoning your body with too much of something. Let's see, envy, which I'm not sure if that's very different from covetousness or not. I'm not sure how to say that word. And then another one is sloth. And I know that sloth is an animal, but I think what they mean here is that it's laziness. So not moving on your life and making things happen in your own life, which can also just, you know, dissolve your muscles and make your body not strong. And we're here to take care of our bodies, too. So I'm going to read them again real quick. Pride, gluttony, envy, sloth, covetousness. So covetousness, and then lust and anger. Yep, that's seven. Okay. Yes. Sloth.
Wasn't there a movie a long time ago about something like that?
Is what?
Somebody was maybe killing people with each one of those particular seven deadly sins or something.
You mean like a movie?
Yeah, I think maybe in the 70s or something.
Gosh,
anyway,
maybe
somebody knows. It just seems like there's a movie with kind of with that name or dealing with these situations, maybe, I think. So, anyway.
Right.
If anybody remembers that, but I remember hearing something similar to that. May not be it exactly, but they were, you know, using the Bible, I think, and pulling out stuff and maybe killing people because of that when they found these people. Anyway, we'll just see if anybody's recall that. May not mean much, but if it would, it could be a good movie to watch if you like that kind of stuff. Anyway, so back to you.
You know what? It vaguely does sound familiar, but it sounds like something a friend of mine would have watched and I would not have been interested in. It sounds like a slasher movie. I was never really into
that. I kind of think maybe, what's it, Morgan Freeman? Is that who maybe he was in it? I don't know. Anyway, it would be quite a while ago. So 70s, 80s maybe. Anyway.
Yeah, if anybody knows, right?
What else is new there, Michelle?
Okay, so then somebody, it's also been suggested, and I'm not sure if this is in the special clearing, but I think it is, that we also then clear for each of those the bitterness, depression, shackles, vortexes. And also I know that one of the clearings that you have generational on the list of clearings, but it's actually not a whole life clearing, is loneliness. So is it okay if we put loneliness in the special clearing?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of people are affected by that. Okay, so the definition of sloth is reluctance to work or make an effort, laziness, okay? And then we have a testimony here, Don. It says, when you move this back to the past 2 days and over the future 2 days, I felt dizzy, had to close my eyes. The days went whizzing by. Interesting. Okay. We do have
an answer. If a person was, sensitive, I would definitely expect that, yes. Uh-huh. Because you're changing the timelines, and boy, that's... You know, you're going through a lot of different energies to do that. So, yeah, a person who would be sensitive could definitely feel that. And the Earth is in alignment, in case somebody's wondering. It feels fine right now. So back to you, Michelle.
Well, when you did that, I just yawned a lot, so I must have felt it as well. Okay, apparently there is a movie, and the name of it is Seven, with Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt. It's very dark. I vaguely remember this. I may have seen it. Okay. Well, that's
Morgan Freeman was in it, huh?
Yeah.
I saw it had a flash, and very good, very good.
Yeah.
Wonder how old that movie is. Does the person know, I wonder?
I'm not sure. Let's see here.
It's a very dark movie. Yeah, I imagine it would be.
Yep. Nope. We're going to get an answer on that, I'm sure of it. Okay. We have a testimonial here, Ron. It says, heartache and loneliness. Dear Ron, I have been doing several of your clearings every day since August. I have been feeling wonderful and at peace. However, recently I experienced intense disappointment and heartache. I did the following clearings: emotional, fear, dark side practitioner, entity release, extreme anxiety release, sexual, mental, mind looping for repetitive thoughts, heartache clearing, and a few other whole life clearings for the particular situation. I first cleared the days since I did the clearings. Next, I entered the situation in the incident box. I felt about 50% better. I then did the depression barcode removal yesterday. I woke up this morning feeling 100% free from the situation. I highly recommend the depression barcode removal to everyone. I also did timeline crashes for the situation, let them run overnight. The next day, I looked at the sky and couldn't find a single cloud. The sky was uniformly blue. Wow. The other way you have helped me with the situation was through one of the BBS shows. Someone asked about loneliness, which I have been feeling. You said we shouldn't feel lonely since we had our spirit. Personally, I don't feel lonely anymore since I've realized that I have my spirit, Ron, and the CLS light beings. You are my best friends, and I am very grateful. Thank you. Warm regards, a listener.
Well, thank you. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I'll talk about what I discovered in timelines, okay? This I just saw last night. Figuring something out here. I'm always looking at something, or something gets brought to me, or I get involved deep stuff with different things from the aliens. But this one here was sort of like a situation to where this person back east, or people back east, they went into the famous, I think, W store. And the people, and I asked them because they were in there. I said, well, can you just check the checkout counter? So I'll just give you what happened. I said, because a lot of times the checkout counters are the abduction center. Now, for some reason, what happens is you're standing still. You're waiting. Nothing really to do, but you pick up one of those tabloid books or something. So you're kind of waiting, looking at the checker and maybe the people ahead of you. But you're stuck, okay? And then you get up to the counter, and for some reason, when they ask for the money, you got to find your wallet or get a credit card or whatever you're doing to pay, because you have to pay with something. And during that process, when they're telling you how much it is, and you're kind of scrambling to get your money out or whatever, that's when they take you. And, you know, they're getting you prepared as you're watching the people. So it's like kind of like you're in the chute to where they, you're like in the, nicely. You're coming down the chute, let's put it that way, and you're living, but then at the end is where they hit you over the head. So that's what happens. And then you get abducted at that time. Well, so I wanted them to look to just see what it felt like, that they could feel the change in energies as they approached the checkout counter. Well, what happened was, oddly enough, because we're probably talking about it, the timeline controllers, the matrix bosses, we'll call it that, brought in humans. So the whole store was filled with humans, which is like, man, we're going back in time probably, 10 years, or even further to see all humans. And so all of a sudden, all humans are in there, and they're talking to each other, and they all had body energy. So I go, wow, that's really something, as they're telling me this here. I just wanted them to check something else out. So I go, that's very interesting. So what happens is, and you kind of relate to this, you have to kind of go back in time here when they had steam locomotives for trains. So in the old days, they had a thing called a turntable. And so they had many tracks coming into the turntable, and the turntable would turn, and it would select a track where they had the locomotive, the engine on it, and then they'd put the engine onto this turnstile, and it would spin around to go to one of the buildings where they actually did maintenance on them. You might remember that. This is like old-day stuff. And, what they do is I think they have the timelines like those railroad tracks, okay? And so as you go into a store, you're on this turnstile. So you already are on the turnstile where the store is. So the store is on that turnstile. And then they decide what timeline they want to bring into the store. So you could have people coming into the store from another timeline that's in a completely different aisle than yours, and it could be flooded with people, but you don't see them and because you're on your own timeline. And then as you turn the corner to go to the aisle where they were, then they just root them off some other place. So, like, they're waiting, you know, before they come in, like in the bus. Maybe they're all asleep, going to sleep or been to sleep. And then they wake up, and then they all scramble into the store. And because you're on the now timeline, you really can't interface with them because they're not in the now. But they're still there, okay? So you might look at that, and that might kind of be a way to describe how timelines work. But anyway, I hope that helps you all. Back to you, Michelle.
That is fascinating, the idea that you brought up with the turnstile of the trains. I've seen that. So, like, there's all these different tracks, and it comes in on one track, and then it lines up with the dock. But another side of it, it can, like, turn on a different track, and it can line up with another dock and possibly pick those people up. That is fascinating.
Yeah, so it kind of answers the question a little bit of what's going on, because you go, wow, yeah, this seems, you know, a little more realistic. So that's, you know, kind of how to look at it. And it may connect some dots for you. As most people don't know what's happening, and things are happening. But lo and behold, you know, you don't really know where you are or what's going on, but you see where things are happening. And that's because you're dropping people in, or that turnstile's changing. But bringing them into your reality. Back to you.
So timelines are like possible outcomes.
No, timeline is, well, I won't say it's possible. It is 100% real. But it's only real if you're on that timeline. And so, you know, you can say, like, Chicka Little, the sky's falling. And on the Chicka Little timeline, the sky did fall. But as he's describing it to people, they're on a different timeline. So everything is created on timeline. That's why you have your dreams. Your dreams are all real. And it's even more real to you when you wake up in a cold sweat, scared to death. Or you have maybe bruises or cuts on your arms or back or something or head. And you go, what, where the hell have I been, you know? So now you know why you have that.
So that's interesting. When I was younger, Ron, I mean much younger, I could have recurring dreams. And then I didn't have that for a long time, many years. And so am I just seeing all these different things every night? Let's say if I continue to dream, all different timelines that are actually happening?
Yeah, they're all real. You're just brought into a different movie set. And they just copy and paste you there. Or they take a clone replica of you, you know, just think of a 3D printer now, right? So they make a copy of you that 99% you, we'll say, with all your energy system in it, who can relate back to you, and they just put you here and there. So that's kind of how it works. It's sort of like making money, you know? If you look at, you know, sometimes you see something on TV where they bring you into the Treasury Department or the printing office or whatever. You see these machines making dollar bills or $100 bills. I believe they change the number on each one, but you know, when they get done with them, they all look the same. So you got all these, you know, plates probably the same, making the printing, I would guess. You know, in the old days, they had, you know, I don't know, maybe I won't get into that, but, you know, like when I had print shop, geez, I don't know when that was, eighth grade or something, we actually had pieces of lead with, which you had to line up onto this little square board, sort of, and put wedges in it and put different pieces of lead in. And then you would line out your type, you know, with the different letters. And then you would secure it, and then you would put ink on it, or the machine would put ink on it, on the printing press. And all of a sudden you had a piece of paper come out with the type, you know, imprinting onto the ink, or the ink imprinted onto the type going to the piece of paper. That was the old crude way. Well, it's kind of similar. It's a copy and paste. Each time you do it, it's the same process over and over and over again. Back to you.
Goodness. Okay. Well, we did have some answers come in. So it was 1995. The movie Seven came out. Not that long ago. Okay. Another one says, yep, 1995. Okay.
That's 21 years ago, you know.
I know it's been
a long ago. I think we're getting old, Michelle.
Not that long. Hey, it wasn't my childhood. So it's not that long ago. Okay. Hey, have you ever seen that movie, Ron? It's called Dark City.
I don't think I have.
Okay. That movie really talks about what you're talking about. It's basically like a city, and every day these people get put into a new situation, whatever the aliens decide. And there's one guy that sees what's going on. He knows what's going on, but he knows if he says anything, he's going to be in big trouble. So he kind of, I don't know, I can't really remember much. I just remember it is about aliens putting people in situations just to see how they'll react. And every day it's like, let's say they show the same father, mother, son, daughter. And every day they have, like, he has one job and she has another. And then the next day, bam, they switch it so they have another thing. And then did you see how they react? And they do this all over the whole city. Very interesting. Okay, another person wrote in. They thought maybe you were talking about the movie called Zodiac Killer. I remember hearing that. I don't know if I've seen that either. Okay.
That's possible, too.
Yep. All right. On a different note, somebody is asking for some advice. This email says, someone is psychically attacking me on a daily basis. Is there a clearing to erase the person's memory of me? I'm using the entity clearing, curses, hexes, spells, and dark side practitioners on a daily basis. I have done the alien spirit human clone clearings on that person, and this person can still psychically attack me while the entity dark side practitioner clearing is running on his name. This person was...
What I would do is try to figure out what... Remember, the answer's in the question. Find out how they're attacking you, why are they attacking you, and where is it going to your body, okay? So you have a body issue someplace, unless it's a mental attachment, but normally people attach your physical body with a psychic attack. So clear out that part of your body, what it needs to get rid of the, you know, because you're waving a flag, you have the T-shirt on. So find out where they're attacking you and clean out that part of your body somehow. wherever that part would be. That's probably, you know, the body has, there's a bullseye in that location, so get rid of the bullseye by cleaning yourself out. Back to you.
Okay, and then I'm trying to remember how to explain something that was explained to me yesterday. I believe it is the natal barcode clearing. So you get the natal barcode clearing, and then you put your name in the top because it's clearing you. And then you go to other, and then you put in the person's name of who is causing the issue with no spaces so that 5 minutes isn't wasted on an empty space. And then you open another box because that will be doing the name going forwards from left to right. And then you open another box and you do the same with the person's name, but you do it going backwards so that the forwards and the backwards on the same person's name are running at the same time. And then I'm not sure the last part. I just did it, but I can't remember. Let's see. There's another section that you run. Oh, the alien keyword intercept, the free clearing, you put the person's name in that one as well, and you run them, and you run the alien keyword intercept on the person's name for the same amount of time it'll take for the natal barcode to clear. So I think I got that correct. Anyway, it does help clear the person. People have gotten really good results doing that. So that's another suggestion to try.
And I just thought of something. Maybe that person's in your soul family. We were talking about jealousy earlier. Maybe they're jealous of you, so they're doing psychic attacks on you through your soul family. Oh, another way to look at it. We want to do a soul family clearing. We have that on the website, too.
Yep.
Back to you.
I think definitely they're in the soul family. Otherwise, you wouldn't even know them.
Yeah, I'd say that'd probably be correct.
Yeah, good or bad, they're in your soul family.
You know, I'll go into the paranormal here a little bit. So let's just say that that person's, I need to say this a certain way so that you all get it. So the people in your soul family can come in and out of your body. Their spirit can. So you might say, oh, God, you know. Well, what happens is sometimes you need extra strength on something, maybe physical strength, got to lift a car off somebody, you know, you've heard about that scenario. And so all the soul family members typically come in, and you get all this spirit energy in you. So now you're very, very powerful, omnipresence, we'll call that, you know, and glowing, and you lift that car up, and then your mind gets a hold of it once it's off the ground, you know, and the person gets taken away, and you go, geez, what did I just do? And then the people leave you, your soul family friends leave you, and now you're stuck holding the car up. Then it hurts you. You hurt yourself because the energy left you. So that's one way they come in. So maybe they stayed in line if you left the car down and you had no problems. Okay, now you're like you know, Wonder Woman or Superman. You know. So that would be kind of a good thing. But otherwise, they can still come into your body to check out things. And you might feel a little strange if you can catch it if they come in. So maybe let's just say that soul family, like an entity, soul family member hops into you, and in a sense, the spirit reads your weaknesses, okay? And it goes, oh, it has a weakness here, you know, we got to fix that weakness, so we're going to give them more pain and trauma in that area so they can get their attention brought there to help them. Oh, actually, you're being sabotaged and caused maybe a lot of physical pain brought to you in the body so that you go, wow, I've got to fix this here, you know, because you didn't know about it. So, you know, it's like one of those bad situations that happens to you because your spirit's allowing it and causing it, basically, but it wants to heal the body. So So a self-family member comes in and goes, oh, yeah, I see this area here. You know, that person has a sore toe, like it healed a week ago. Now we're going to go out there. And they see that, and that's what that blocked energy is. The person did nothing about it. And now I see that in that person. I'm going to hop into, your best friend who it hangs on to. You know, that's the body, and it looks at that sore toe now, and it just jumps on it. Maybe the body trips, its body trips, and it happens to put all the weight from its foot on your sore toe that you thought was healed. So all of a sudden you go, oh, crap, how did you do that? Why did you do that? Well, that's sort of what happens, how you get set up. So this is sort of what your self-family does to you and for you and you for them. We're all for one and one for all. And you end up getting situations happening to you through your self-family, which normally should be like very pleasant and very helpful, very kind, and it's the opposite. So that's why I'm saying you might want to look at your soul family situation with that person. Maybe they're coming in, like I said, because you haven't looked at an energy in your body that needs help, and it's obliging you by really pushing that button, and you're getting really irritated, and you feel the psychic attack coming over you. So you may want to see where it's trying to connect to your body, because you're really trying to help yourself with all the negativity that's, imposed on you. Go back to you.
Yes, exactly. Okay, good. And then there is another suggestion on that, and that's to do the auric field protection, which is a clearing not by itself. It is kind of by itself, but you have to buy it through another clearing. And the other clearing that you buy it through is the nano detox, which we all need anyway. And it's very inexpensive, as I recall. So when you buy the nano detox clearing, and that actually has a longer name if you want to search for it, it is called the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. So it starts out with 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. And then when you get on that front page, you'll see in yellow, it's highlighted. When you click on it, you can, of course, go to another window. It says Auric Field Protection. And lo and behold, there's a whole other clearing right there. So you put your name, full name in there, and then where the body part is, how long you want it to go for, the intensity level. And then it says Auric Field Containment 4, and you're going to put in the person's name who you think is attacking you, and that will help them become more heart-centered, and it is very effective. If you were to use this going into, like, maybe a group of people, those people, you'd see them hesitate. If they had normally hugged you or touched you, you would definitely notice them hesitating to do so. It's very effective. I use this one a lot. It's a great clearing.
Wonderful. That's good. That's good news.
Yeah. That's a good one. Okay. Let's see here if there was just one other thing. Okay, something about the soul family. Somebody feels they're always getting hurt somewhere. Something having to do with the soul family. Yeah, they're here to, like, make us, I don't know, make us aware of our issues probably, really, right?
Yeah, in a nice way, that's the way you could say that.
Yeah.
Boy.
Not
you with love. Remember your death barcodes. When you have those, who do you think is going to take you out, okay? Think about that. Probably one of your soul family members. Wow, that's just pretty heavy, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea.
Hey, you look and you see that car coming at you on the street and the person is drunk and you go, holy shit, I'm going to get run over, you know? And you look at them really close and time slows down and you go, man, that's George from the Soul Family. What's he trying to do to me, you know?
So, oh, my gosh.
So, anyway.
All right.
That gets deep pretty quick.
Yep.
Remember, the ones that can really affect you the most are the people that you, you know, using that love energy word, loves you the most, or people around you, typically partners and stuff. And so that's how they work with people here. It's very, very sad. So, but anyway, once you get out of that and know that you're perfect, whole, and complete, and you're in the present moment with that energy, then you can start feeling better and knowing that you may not have a lot of these situations going on because you cleared energies out of your body. And just think, you know, the people that live the longest here, I think, even probably today, you know, the people maybe Aborigines or people that are not around, people who think a lot, you know, earthy type people, we'll say, without technologies, they're probably living much longer than we are, and less, you know, they brought in, they being the other people, brought in, you know, viruses and stuff, kill them off. But anyway, if they were alone where they are, they'd probably live for a long time because they have, probably not judging things. They just know that the life's very simple and they're out of that judgment. So remember, that's probably how it was in the time of Jesus, basically, you know, something like that. So, you know, just the emotional clearing was really needed because it wasn't the media and everything else and, you know, the extra 2,000 years of garbage that everybody has in them now of tortures and everything else. Remember, you probably experienced every life here on the planet by how long you've been here, or if not, at least through your soul family. And that can get pretty bad. Some people are very fortunate, a few people that live here probably, that had the energies of, maybe they came in, you know, a couple lifetimes ago as an alien, maybe an alien ship, I crashed here and they came into a body, restored the body or whatever, and they still know their home planet, and they know how nice it is and how screwed up it is here. Can't figure things out. I meet those people at the expo, the ones that are, you know, really, really, I don't know what word to use. If I could use the word innocent, that might be a good word to use. Pure, uncontaminated would probably be the best word to use. So they're more of that immaculate conception energy because they don't have a lot of stuff that they have stuck into here, where most of the people who live here have. And they look at them as like, wow, I don't want to be around these people. You know, they have all this stuff, and I don't want to get slimed. So those people typically live out maybe in the woods or someplace. Maybe they're hermits. They don't want to see people. So when you hear about a hermit or read about one, just know that they're probably very, very evolved. They don't want to join into society. Back to you.
Right. Okay. We have a comment about the special clearing. Our listener says, I have the unlimited, and I've been wanting to do grief, ego, hate, and especially worry. Much needed. Is this possible as well? I thought there was a grief clearing, but I don't know if there is.
Yeah, I don't know this second.
I'd have to look again. And it says, you said in the past we could get an ego clearing since there is no whole lifetime, but I'm pretty sure there's something called the ego mind disconnection clearing. Do you want to explain what's that one?
That's the one that you probably want to do. That disconnects your ego. I'll just use the word you're thinking, who you think you are, with the mind energy controlling it. Back to you.
Okay, fascinating. I have a friend that has that one, and I don't think I ever asked them about it, so I should ask. Okay. All right, let's see here. Oh, somebody wrote in that they had watched the movie Jupiter Ascending, and they thought it was great. Good, unfortunate confirmation of what the aliens are doing to us. I don't know if you remember that movie, Ron.
Oh, yeah, I made comments on it. Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah. It's, very fantastical movie. Okay. All right, somebody is wondering, did they release too many aliens? It sounds down now. I'm not sure what that means, but it says, I thought I may fix it, but I really downloaded again, and it's not sounding... Oh, they're talking about the recording of it. It's not sounding like it's on the fifth second anymore or working, so maybe the sound is a little different. Do we need to do that alien release clearing anymore?
Still may do it off and on. Still may be some stragglers hanging out that from the underground we'd like to get out of here. So that could help. Switching gears, I wonder if anybody out there has done a, we only have 5 minutes to go here, maybe on the next program. Have you done any healings on maybe your personal pets or animals, or maybe you saw maybe a cat or dog someplace that needed some help, or maybe at the rescue mission or whatever, and how that's worked out for you? I'd be curious if somebody could comment about healing their pets or doing clearings on them. So back to you.
Okay. I know I just got a new kitty, and she's a little skittish, but I did run your animal healing clearing for her immediately, and then also the emotional clearing for her, and she's just happy as a lark. So that's a good thing.
And so I was going to do a trauma.
Trauma, yeah.
And you know, they have the trauma when they get separated from their mother. That's a trauma, which you probably, everybody here probably has that. And then you also have the situation to where maybe they had a past owner, and now, you know, they lost the owner for whatever reason, jumped out of the car, did something, ran away. But anyway, they're looking for the owner. So right away you got the abandonment clearing. That's a good one, too, for pets and animals. If you get any strays or something.
I think I actually did the abandonment clearing on her as well, because she was left at the shelter. So, and she's so nice. Okay. This says, what is the body clearing to do for the person attacking me psychically on a daily basis? Did we cover that? The auric field protection. Okay. So, yes, it's called the auric field protection, and it is found in the 2012 nano detox clearing. Okay. And I'm just seeing. Okay, Ron, I know we're really short on time, so let's just go over the time that we have special things happening this month again. Okay, so we have a pin removal healing call on December 3rd. That's a Saturday in the morning. And the body organ restoration healing call on December 19th, and that's a Monday, and that's going to be right after the radio show.
Yep, you got it. And we have a regular call starting, too. And they're starting on the my calendar up here. Switch it over. December, so we're starting our first, it'd be Saturday the 10th is when they start. Then we have the three other calls joined out. I didn't want to do 8-hour calls anymore, just too much, so I'm doing 7-hour calls. So doing 7-hour calls on place of the 8 hours on Sundays. Just a little too long, and most people have had a lot of clearings. And anyway, I'm going back to 7, or going to 7. So anyway, you'd be ending an hour earlier. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. And here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud. Here we go. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. There we go. And counting to facilitate this. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 1-800-875-4321. Everybody, thank you. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Blessings.